Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. This is where we talk about NASA, SpaceX, and spaceflight. Now, today, we have quite the tale to unravel about SpaceX. The issue at hand is a legal tug of war between SpaceX and the United States Department of Justice. SpaceX has taken legal action against the U.S. government, arguing that the administrative process accusing the company of employment discrimination against refugees and asylees violates constitutional law. The backdrop of this unfolding drama includes a complaint by the DOJ claiming that SpaceX had a history of not hiring non-U.S. citizens or green card holders from 2018 to 2022. SpaceX, however, counters this by stating that the administrative judges hearing such cases are not constitutionally appointed, thus denying the company its right to a jury trial. We'll be unpacking the nitty-gritty of this case, the arguments on both sides, and the previous legal precedents that could influence the outcome. Now, SpaceX has made a name for itself in the aerospace industry, attracting billions in contracts from federal agencies like NASA and the Department of Defense. Despite this, the company finds itself entangled in a lawsuit, filed last Friday in a Texas federal court. Now, according to SpaceX, the administrative judges from the Department of Justice handling employment discrimination cases against immigrants are not appointed in a manner consistent with constitutional requirements. This, SpaceX argues, infringes upon its constitutional right to a jury trial. The Department of Justice, on the other hand, bases its case on complaints going back to 2018. They claim SpaceX systematically refused to hire people who were not U.S. citizens or green card holders. They say that SpaceX's justification, federal export control laws, doesn't hold water. Now, SpaceX's lawsuit presents a multifaceted defense. First, it claims to have employed hundreds of non-U.S. citizens, thereby dismissing the DOJ's allegations as misplaced. Now, secondly, it emphasizes that many of its projects have national security implications, making the hiring process more complex due to potential fines for employing foreign workers. But the crux of SpaceX's argument is constitutional. The company argues that the DOJ administrative judges have powers that should be exclusive to officials appointed by the president, according to their interpretation of the law. This argument borrows from a 2022 federal appeals court ruling that deemed in-house enforcement by the Securities and Exchange Commission unconstitutional. Now, the constitutional argument made by SpaceX is not new or isolated. It comes within a larger framework of legal scrutiny concerning the appointment and authority of administrative judges. It's significant that the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to review a similar case involving the SEC. That case questioned the constitutionality of administrative judges in the context of in-house enforcement proceedings. The Supreme Court review signals a broader jurisdictional willingness to reevaluate the limits and powers of administrative bodies, which, edit this out, the limits and powers of administration bodies, which could have a ripple effect on similar cases, including that of SpaceX. Now, secondly, the timing of SpaceX's lawsuit coincides with the Biden administration's own legal action against the company. Just last Thursday, the government sued SpaceX for allegedly discriminating against asylees and refugees in its hiring places. Edit this out. Discriminating against asylees and refugees in its hiring practices. The administration's lawsuit leans heavily on the Immigration and Nationality Act, which prohibits discrimination based on citizenship status. This dual legal action places SpaceX in an especially precarious position, as it must now defend itself on both administrative and federal court fronts, thereby adding another layer of complexity to an already convoluted legal situation. One can also observe the role that previous judicial decisions and rulings play in shaping the current dispute. For instance, SpaceX cited a 2022 federal appeals court ruling concerning the SEC to bolster its constitutional argument. The federal court had deemed the commission's in-house enforcement proceedings unconstitutional. Now, this sets a sort of legal precedent that SpaceX hopes to leverage, arguing that if the SEC's proceedings are unconstitutional, then so too are those of the DOJ's administrative judges who are similarly appointed. Lastly, it's worth noting that the case against SpaceX seeks monetary penalties under federal employment discrimination law. This adds a financial dimension to the dispute, and according to SpaceX, provides an additional reason why the case should be heard in a federal court instead of through an administrative process. The stakes are therefore not just interpretive or procedural, but carry substantial economic implications for SpaceX, as fines could amount to significant sums, further compounding the company's argument for a trial by jury. Now, this multifaceted legal framework not only complicates SpaceX's individual case, but could also set the stage for future legal debates involving administrative proceedings versus federal court trials. Now, the Department of Justice has also cited public statements made by Elon Musk indicating a pattern of discrimination. This brings us to the court of public opinion. Musk himself, an immigrant from South Africa, has an interesting role in this saga. While Musk contends that SpaceX is merely following federal regulations, the Department of Justice believes these regulations have been misinterpreted and misapplied, leading to widespread routine discrimination. This issue isn't just about SpaceX and the U.S. government, though. It could set a precedent for how administrative judges are appointed and how employment discrimination cases are heard as a whole, potentially affecting many other companies and regulatory bodies. Now, the legal standoffs between Musk and the U.S. government seem to be part of a larger tapestry of ongoing confrontations. Musk recently faced legal scrutiny following his $44 billion buyout of Twitter last year, and now SpaceX is under the judicial microscope. These multi-layered legal challenges signal an intriguing phase in the relationship between private enterprises and the federal government, particularly when it comes to questions of constitutional interpretation and social responsibility. Now, thank you so much for listening to the Space News Pod today. If you found this episode to be insightful, don't forget to hit the subscribe or follow button on your preferred podcast platform. It's absolutely free and takes just a moment of your time. And until next time, keep looking up. Please take care of yourselves and each other, and I will see you in the next one.